So here's the format. I decided I would go meditate for an hour, come back to my bass and drop some bass loops for a few minutes, and then just talk about whatever's on my mind. So here's what's on my mind. It's this idea of coming through for ourselves. And why is that so important? Well, if we don't come through for ourselves, nobody's going to come through for us. Nobody's going to do this for us. And it's counterintuitive, because we're taught to squeeze everything we have, every bit of effort, into pleasing others, taking care of others, serving others. And that's why it's counterintuitive, because the more that you give to yourself, the more you have to give others. So it's a chicken and an egg scenario. So am I so busy because I meditate a lot and I'm not good at managing my time? Or do I need to meditate a lot because I'm so busy? Coming into 2014, I knew that I had to make some changes to draw some lines in the sand around my non-negotiables, to take it to a deeper level. So what I came up with was just doing this web show, trying to spend some time with the people that might resonate with my message. And what all of you have taught me, just really the reminder of our singular beauty, power, value to the rest of the world around us via the lens. And that's when I know it's the truth, because I keep coming back to it and it keeps showing up in all sorts of different ways. There you have it. That's why coming through for ourselves is so important. Because when we steal away from the busy workday, from the nagging family, from all the demands on us, and do the things that make us come most alive, those are the things that people thank us for. I guess I'll ask you, how's it treating you so far? I gotta say, there's a lot of strange energy coming into this year. Some great positive stuff, but I just feel like the stakes are higher everywhere I look. And it's not frightening, it's exciting. Because I've never believed more in our ability to meet all those demands, to exceed those expectations. So here's how we're going to do this. We're going to remind ourselves at least a couple times a day who we are at a root level by reciting our lens statements. I serve God and others through my creative and inspired example. I remain humble with the miracle of my circumstances, sobriety and integration, guided by destined outcomes. I consciously pursue excellence. I joyfully expect everything to work out. I have fun, and on a daily basis, I cultivate the discipline necessary to rock all of the above. See, I told you I remembered mine. I practice. This idea of practice. What kind of habits are you cultivating to remind yourself who you are? I don't want to keep coming back and beating the meditation into the ground, but it does come back to stillness. I'm telling you, you got to clear the slate, clear the palate, wipe it all clean before you can build upon it. Wipe it all clean before you build upon it. An interesting side effect of putting on the web show is that I started playing again. You know, I'd gotten away from playing my music, and I can't tell you how nice it is to have it back around again. It was really one of the first languages I spoke with any level of confidence. And now I have so many people at work, in many of my different jobs and roles, my kids, asking me to break out my instruments and play. So what does that mean? I think it just comes back again to being who you are, wherever you are. That maybe playing music makes me more effective doing anything else that I'm trying to do. Because when I turn sideways, it's because I'm telling myself that I don't have time to do these things that make me who I am. I don't have time to fit it all in because I need to run somewhere and take care of somebody other than myself. But any of that's only as real as we believe it to be.
Thanks for checking out this Epic Life podcast. To subscribe to future episodes, look for us on iTunes at This Epic Life. Also, you can find us on soundcloud.com/thisepiclife. And for our free web show, visit thisepiclife.com/2014. Thanks, and namaste.